What's going on, real ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Josta Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
To the RAP. If you's a real motherfucker, this the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR Rattlesnake is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
You get what you get.
You get what you pay for. You get what you pay for.
Sure.
This is what, you know, when I always say, like, oh, hey, there's so much money wasted in the industry.
Yes.
You know, I go to all these other podcast studios that are out there in LA, and they have like 12 producers and all these fucking interns. Bobby, don't touch me. Don't fucking touch me. And then I go, I was like, oh, they're wasting all that money and all those resources.
Yeah.
They're not.
Right.
Because when we have one person at the helm,
right,
they fuck it up every week.
Yeah. Doesn't matter who it is.
I know it's me. I know we need more people. That's what it is. We need four brains to do, in my opinion, what one brain could do.
What one app should do.
Yes.
We need four people to do technically what an app should do.
I should be able to train a young 9-year-old Guatemalan boy to run this system, because it's not that hard.
Right.
It's really not that hard. But for some reason, we have people with college degrees. We have people that have been doing this for years, and they can never get it right.
James.
What?
Just get Baby James.
No,
my son
could.
You
gotta get those two people who quit Google and then are replacing bodegas, and now you can just get them to replace producers.
Wait, what do you mean? Google's, what do you mean?
There's like two people who like quit Google, and now they're like trying to like replace bodegas, and everybody's getting upset. You didn't see that?
Yeah, they're gonna put high-end vending machines in buildings so that these rich hipster cunts never have to walk out of their apartments ever again.
I like that.
Why do you like that?
Let's get into it. Hold on, hold that. Hold that thought. First of all, find that story.
What's your grandfather going to do for work?
Love it. I fucking love it. And I'm going to tell you
why,
Timmy.
When you get older, where are you going to play dominoes and sit outside and smoke Tipperillos?
First of all, welcome.
In your sandals.
You could smoke in front. You could smoke Tipperillos and play dominoes in front of a vending machine, fuckface. There's no reason for a shitty
fair
environment with fucking rats and cats and fucking.
That's not all bodegas are. They're not all shitty environments.
They're not great.
They're New York, bro.
Listen, here's the deal. First of all, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude himself, Luis J. Gomez. What a fucking show we got planned today.
What a show.
It's a pre-tape. Zach Amico is at the New Jersey Horror Con or something. That's what he calls anytime he visits his mom's house. New Jersey Horror Con. He'll be back next week, because I'm going to be doing a show in L.A. I don't even know who's going to be on it. Probably my girlfriend. But Tim Dillon's here.
Yes, always a fun thing.
Tim, love having you on the show.
Love guest co-hosting the Real Ass Podcast.
Do I have to pay you when it's not like an official thing where you're officially filling in with Zach's not here? Do I still have to pay you for these?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. I usually enjoy it.
Yeah.
I usually do this because I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, usually.
You know, usually.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
But not Sundays.
Sometimes a lot of... Sunday at 2 o'clock, who wants to be doing anything but watching a fucking Jerry Sandusky documentary?
Most people
Which
are watching football.
Which is what
football.
I was
doing. Most people are watching football.
Well, I am too.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby, for including all of the notes that I included for today's
Bobby.
Show.
Bobby!
Bobby's a great douchebag handjob name. There's never been a smart Bobby in the history of the universe.
What about Bobby Kelly? That genius.
The fat retard.
Hey, dude!
Dead. Also in studio, very happy to have Ian Finance back on the show.
What's up? What's up,
Nuga?
Thank you.
I like how you. You're not like you're like bad to the bone today.
Yeah.
You still have like a a nerdy porn star dad look, but it's like nerdy porn star said fuck it.
Well, did you Bobby and Giannis did something recently? It looked cool.
We did a YKWD live in Rhode Island.
Oh,
yeah,
for what? Just like for doing it? Or?
Yeah. Well, he got Boston Comic of the Year.
Oh,
up
cool.
At the comedy festival. So beforehand.
Giannis did, right?
Giannis.
Yeah.
No, it was Marisa.
Yeah, yeah.
Marisa.
How great would that have been?
She was like, that's it. I'd like to thank.
Bobby had to drive Marisa to get the award at Boston Comedy Festival. I'll wait in the car.
So hold on. So you
speak on behalf of my ass pussy.
So you and Giannis, like, what did you guys do? Like the setup of the tech? When did all the good guests come out for YKWD?
We catered the event.
Because I didn't even get asked to do it.
How many people came to the live YKWD?
There was, a couple of people that thought it was something else.
They thought it was a DKNY.
There was a few confused people.
Discount clothing sale.
They locked the doors once people came in. They couldn't leave.
Yeah. Also,
packed. It was packed. It was really fun.
First time on the show. Very excited to have here.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Hilarious comedian. Abby Rosenquist joins the show.
From Texas.
From fucking Austin, Texas. Abby, how are you, darling?
I'm doing fantastic.
San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio originally.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you moved to Austin because I listened to your act and you're very funny. Usually, I will never admit that a woman's funny on public record. That's a fucking rarity. That's how funny she is.
Oh my
okay?
God, thank you. I've heard that so many times.
You're
always like, okay, so I don't think women are funny, but I'm going to book you for it. It's like, okay.
It's great. No, but it makes you feel good though, right?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit. Don't tell anybody.
Abby's got a great joke in her act about, I don't want to do. Go watch Abby's act. But you were great. We kind of touch on that where you talk about how like the expectations for chicks are to be like, oh, you're funny for a chick or you're smart for a chick. And it's really, really funny,
Lewis has a good joke in his act where he talks about fucking his son.
So everyone
has,
Yeah. Not for shock value at all, too.
It's my favorite joke.
I know.
It's my favorite joke because there are people in the audience when he goes, I'm the first pedophile comedian who don't know it's a joke.
They have no idea.
They kind of look at each other. It is a brilliant moment in his act when people just look at each other and go like, are we here as a society? Like, they don't even know. It's New York. So everyone's trying to be progressive. They're like, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
They are marginalized.
They add that to the end of LGBTQ.
Pedophiles
are marginalized.
They're like,
do we support it?
We don't know what to do.
Yeah,
to be honest with you guys, I've been kind of trying to live it in my real life, so I've been fucking kids. Not because I'm not even into kids. I'm just doing it for
Daniel Day Lewis.
Truth and comedy. You got to be truthful. You got to live yourself.
Yeah, I almost feel like, how am I going to joke about fucking kids if I've never had sex with an actual
research
baby?
Yeah.
That's what your agent said. Like, you got to go in there.
That's what happened to Pete Townsend.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No.
He was like, oh, I'm researching a documentary on pedophilia. They found child porn on his computer.
Oh, is that true?
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's actually smart. That's what you should do.
But I feel like that didn't even hurt his career. I mean,
The Who's
great.
Still touring.
The Who,
The Who. You can't
take that. That's really brilliant, dude. All you got to do is be constantly working on a documentary about whatever sick shit you're into.
Yeah.
And then you have carte blanche to do whatever you want.
You could do that as a comic. Like, if you got, like, weird Google searches, you're like, I was just looking stuff up.
Of course, I already have that excuse sitting in the book.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Of course.
I was in Charlottesville for a joke.
Yeah. Look, man, we got a great show planned.
I was doing a podcast on welfare fraud. It's the whole thing.
Subscribe to my Patreon.
Lots of fun stuff planned today. Let's get some plugs, Bobby. You got the song pulled up?
Yes.
You got a plug song pulled up? There we go, Bobby. See, Bobby doesn't really produce the show too often, but I'll tell you right now. He's already doing a better job than Shannon usually does, even though he had that one fuck up.
Crazy.
But Shannon is way more fuckable than you. That's a fact.
Disagree. Nobody wants that floppy titted guinea.
You would still rather fuck Shannon. Even though you're gay, you would still rather fuck Shannon than Bobby, though.
Probably.
Right?
Probably only because she wouldn't say anything.
She's a good time. Shannon looks like, no matter what, she's a fucking good time, man.
Yeah.
Start crying in the middle of it. You know Shannon cries every time she has sex.
Yeah, she definitely. There's something there. Yeah. There's something there.
I've had multiple girls cry after
sex. I have people on my show talk about sacrificing and killing children. Shannon never blinks. Like, nothing affects her.
Nope.
She doesn't care.
She's got problems.
Something's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they actually took her brain out of her head and put them into her tits when they injected her tits. They took both her left and right side of her brain and fucking pumped
them. The doctor went out and told her parents, he's like, we're going to do something. This is new.
She'll be remembered forever.
Yeah.
Abby, anything to plug real quick?
Oh, the roast battle tomorrow night.
Hell yeah, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Good job, Abby.
Oh my God. Good job. No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
Tuesday.
It's in 2 nights.
No,
it's Tuesday night.
No, let me tell you, this isn't live. This is streaming live tomorrow.
Oh, fuck.
You nailed it.
I just went with it. Oh, man.
I thought she was a pro. That's what I thought just happened now. I thought that
women,
Abby
huh?
circumvented
yeah.
all of
you.
Everything that I thought, about
she was
women.
Cool, man.
Right.
I thought she was cool.
I thought you nailed it, and I was like, wow, this girl
she's
is
being
fucking
a real,
magical.
Being a real Shannon.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But turns out her brain's in her boobs. So sorry. It's the truth, Abby. What am I supposed to say? I'm not going to
run.
I'm not running from the truth. Okay,
old so tits tomorrow, for brains.
Tomorrow night, you are doing your roast battle. You're going to be main eventing, and it's your first roast battle.
No, second.
So who'd you roast battle?
Kelsey Kane.
Oh, you did at our show.
Yeah.
I hosted it.
You did host it.
I'm retarded.
Who are you roasting?
Karen Margolis.
Ooh.
Yes.
Nice.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Have fun at that. I won't be there. I'll be in LA, but Zach's going to be hosting that. Ian, anything to...
Yeah, check out my Instagram at ianimal. And I'm going to be in LA in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing out there, bud?
Doing a bunch of shows, taking a couple meetings. You know,
just yeah, fucking, man.
Living the life.
AA, NA.
AA, NA, SLA. I'm actually speaking at
a couple of meetings.
Tradition meeting.
Timmy D, what's up?
Cabot Comedy Club, October 7th and 8th. Hilarities in Cleveland, the 11th through the 15th. Luis J. Gomez in Detroit on the 22nd. And then Magoobies, I'm really excited about that. I'm going to Florida, going to Side Splitters, doing some cool shit. Laugh Boston. The head, all dates, timdillancomedy.com. And sign up for tickets to my bus tour, New York Comedy Festival. Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, New York Comedy Festival. Picture this. Buy tickets.
Yeah, but it's over.
Okay.
You missed your opportunity.
Yeah, no, I know. Right.
IanFinance.com.
We don't run back. We don't roll it back. You had your opportunity.
Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
So this is what happens. But this is what happens. You will never forget on this show again to do your plugs because you know not to fuck it up.
That's right.
Damn.
Real quick, I got some plugs too. September 28th. We're sold out. Legion of Skanks at the Comedy Store. Late Show is sold out.
Yeah.
The podcast is sold out.
Yeah.
But we do have tickets available for the 8 p.m. show in the main room featuring myself, Big J. Okerson, Kurt Metzger, Nikki Glaser, Tony Hinchcliffe, and more. Legion of Skanks and Friends Live. Crazy stand-up show. Grab tickets. They're only $10, dude. We made it a really low price. The whole night's $20 if you see both shows.
It's a good night.
Also, October 13th, Melbourne, Florida with Kimberly Cogdon. That's right down there, right between Tampa and Orlando. So come out if you're in the Florida fucking fuckface area. Come to that, guys. It's $15, and we're gonna have a blast. I promise you right now, I'm trying to find crystal meth to do after that show.
Yeah.
So we are going to get fucking crazy. It's Florida, bitch. We're not fucking around, dude.
No.
Half of the life is
I
dead down there.
I don't know if you're joking or not.
No, I'm not. If you guys can find me meth, less rock and roll, less party after the Florida show.
Yeah.
Every market, I do the most
have
hardcore.
Have you ever done
drum.
Meth before?
No. Have you?
No.
Abby.
But I know somebody who they did it once and then boom,
they
5 loved
it.
Years.
They loved it. Five they years passed. It. They blacked out for 5 years. What happened?
No, they were addicted for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, just shoot it, Lewis. You'll be fine.
But I do Adderall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, never mind. Yeah,
yeah,
you're
good.
It's
not the same, dummy.
It's kind of the same.
No, it's not. Also,
it's
I'm going
like
to be doing a
immunity.
Run at the Belly Room Comedy Store for my
run. Blah, 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 blah. I speak weird sounds.
I'm going to go back and beep that out just for principle.
Edit that, Bobby. I really mean that. Edit that whole fucking thing right there. You do not... All
don't
of
you dare, Bobby.
In fact, anytime Ian speaks on the show, I want you to edit in Woody the Woodpecker. Popping shit.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
You remember Woody? He was like somebody that nobody even talks about anymore. Pull up some old Woody the
Woodpecker.
Well,
he
was
a cartoon.
Get into some trouble or something?
All of the cartoons back then were cunts. Woody
the
Woodpecker,
best.
Bugs Bunny, Daffy Ducks, they were all cunty dudes, right? And then they were almost like...
They were fun.
You know what they were? Let me explain to you what they were.
Tell me.
They were the reverse bullies in high school. You remember reverse bullies?
No.
Yes.
They were the small popular kids. They were like the cool kids, but they were small. So they still talk shit to you like you couldn't fuck them up. You're like, dude... I will still beat you up just because you're small. You can't reverse bully me.
This is a very specific
That's
group of people.
Still bullying.
Yeah, clearly
only existed to
you.
It only existed to bullies.
No, reverse he's like bullying imaginary is just being people. Nice. He's like, you know, the reverse bullies, the ones that are bullies but can fly.
And they make fun of your band, Salty Black Flower.
Right.
Pull it up. I want to hear this. Is that Chili Willy? I love Chili Willy. Oh,
yes.
Is this some new shit? This isn't from back in the day.
Bobby,
this is,
you fucking
this
retard.
Isn't. No, I want Woody the Woodpecker from 1937. He says nigger. He smokes a cigar.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, they don't know about the N-word? I love when people are versions to the show.
Oh, they don't get it.
They're shocked.
I know it, but I'm shocked every time.
I love when I wrote something.
I'm doing an impression of Woody the Woodpecker.
I wrote something about Blue Apron the other day on Facebook, and Lewis comments. He's like, you know, they could come on a sponsor of your show. I'm like, you've talked about murdering trannies 3 out of the 4 shows I've done with you. I'm sure that might disturb them more than...
It's called mercy killing.
Might disturb them a little more than...
Honor there killing. We go. In Technicolor. That's what we know.
There you go, Bobby.
Bobby! What's Technicolor? I don't even remember. What is that?
That's when they make it color.
Technically color?
Because it used to be black and white.
Oh.
Oh, so they made a color afterwards.
Look how fun this is.
Look at that. There's Ray
good
Kump.
Good old fashioned.
It's Ray Kump. What is this shit?
Bring me your bloody panties.
Yeah, I don't know what any of it. I don't remember this shit at all.
It's like just all birds. Bobby. We also should remember, for most people, this is an auditory experience, so.
Oh, right.
Well, no, you know what, dude? This is the reason why they would want to sign up
subscribe.
For the,
I agree.
The exclusive, the premium. The other thing is, like, you ever noticed that? Like, they did have real children's voices in all the cartoons back in, like, the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
It was, like, real kids, and they were slave labor. There's no way those kids were paid.
Oh,
no,
there he is.
I bet
there he is.
Paid a little bit, but not very much. Way less. If you stay here.
And you won't have any food. Look, they got a retarded guy. They had no problem making fun of retards back in the day.
Oh, no.
All right, stop it. I can't even watch it anymore. Here's the problem, man. Now cartoons have
doesn't
gotten so much
up.
Better.
None doesn't of it, hold up.
It's just fucking noises and fucking... There's no real story.
Right.
You
with old cartoons?
A typical Woody the Woodpecker story is he's in a tree. There's a guy cutting down the tree.
Jew.
Some Jew.
Some Jew.
It's
I
implied.
I did not know that stereotype.
it's gentrification.
Yeah. And they're cutting down the tree, and then he's like, you know, he has to go figure out a way to fucking put dynamite in their sandwiches so they stop cutting down the tree. And that's a whole arc and storyline.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It was great. It was the best.
It was for simpletons.
Loved it.
People had to be dumber back then. There's no way we weren't
a
dumber.
Simpler time.
Is it? Let me ask you a question. This is actually, I wonder, because the research has to be done, right? Are we smarter now because we have technology and all of this shit at our fingertips? Or are we dumber because we have to use our minds less?
I think it's a complex question. I think we are probably better at certain things, but in terms of the way we acquire information now, because everything is at your fingertips, logic, you're thinking less, you don't have to think to get to an answer, you don't have to find things. I mean, there are
emotion.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain skills that you don't have now that you would have had.
Well,
then.
Think about this, right? Like even this, like when I first.
But I think we are smarter
City,
in the sense
apples
is that
and oranges.
There's
we're
so much information
in the sense that we're like, oh yes, your liver is hurting. It's like there's a devil inside you.
Right. I mean, there's more information and we have.
Well, even let me say that. Like, all right, I'm talking about sharpening the fucking tool, right?
Yeah.
Like writing jokes, that's a skill set, right? That you become sharper at by doing, right? Just power, you know. Dealing with human interaction, right? Getting something out of somebody. If you do sales, you get better at it over time because you understand naturally. You start to understand how to pick up on these little things, even if it's subconscious. So when I'm walking through the streets, when I moved to New York City in 2001, I had to learn, you know, north, south, and then we was west to east. You know what I'm saying? It's spelled we.
Even numbers are east.
Yes, I learned that like a year ago, dude.
I think I learned that from
it
you.
Just now.
Dude, the even numbers run east. Yeah. It's crazy.
Odd numbers run
it
left.
Changes your life.
Yep.
Changes your fucking life in New York City. She's writing it down right now. It really does. When you learn that, I learned that about a year ago. But those are like just learning which direction to go and figuring out how to get somewhere without an app.
Riding a bike helps you.
But it just makes you sharper and it gives you a skill set that you wouldn't have. Now nobody has it. You just pull out your phone and you go, fuck it, I'm going to put that in there and GPS takes you there. Technically, aren't you more of a dullard in that regard?
Could you imagine traveling with a paper map driving somewhere with a map.
I missed the Deftones opening for Pantera because we just got lost in New Jersey.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
we had tickets to go see Pantera, and Deftones were opening, and the entire set, because we got lost, just driving in circles on a jug handle turn in New Jersey.
Right. We got lost coming over from Six Flags. My That's mom not called getting 911.
Lost. It's not being lost. It's being on acid. We parked in a driveway for 3 hours. We were lost. No, you were in deep trouble.
You remember when we were, we went to Albany to get acid one time, me and Toby Smith, and we dropped 4 hits each on the ride back from Albany to Rockland County, which is like a 3.5 hour drive. And like saying, okay, we're just going to trip on this. We're driving. There's
I
only
did
two
that,
of us.
I've done that.
Insane.
It's crazy.
I've done
you
that with
were
mushrooms.
Driving while on acid?
On acid.
Yeah, I was doing that once and I pulled over.
Pouring rain.
Yeah.
Torrential
That's
downpour.
Crazy.
Oh, dude.
I had a beautiful
Psycho
night.
Killers by Talking Heads was playing, and me and my buddy are both going like this, driving the car. It was fucking nuts.
When you were 16, it was
on the
like,
way to get hand jobs.
Who cares?
It was the best.
There was a 50-50 shot that I was going to run over a baby and her mom when I was 16 years old. At any given time I was in the car,
right.
My brakes would, half the time I owned a car from 16 to 19,
yeah.
My brakes did not work.
Right.
I mean, I remember it was so bad. Like, I'd be slamming down and I have to time it. I remember going to the lights. I had to time it from like 2 blocks away where I'd fucking hold on the brake as hard as I could and I'd come to the slowest little thing. It was crazy the danger that it would put people's lives in.
Oh, dude, we hit this thing called the hump in Westchester. If you go over 35,
you
get air. Yeah, this kid went over 65 miles an hour. When it landed, the windshield shattered, the two front tires fell off, all the airbags came out, and then we just left and went to Denny's.
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy.
He's left the car.
Yeah.
Of course.
Left it.
It's crazy because there's like all these like don't drink and drive ads, but there's no like don't do drugs and drive, because that just seems like
kids
inferred.
Would die doing computer
but
duster.
Maybe there
and
should
driving.
Be.
Yeah, there probably should. There should have been a little bit more awareness. It was sad, right? Students against drunk driving.
You ever do computer duster?
No.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
that makes
that.
You trip the fuck out.
What is computer duster?
It's
Bobby,
that,
pull this up. I
want to
see what
duster
this is.
You clean off computers with, and you huff it, and you hallucinate harder than you've ever done
Shut up.
In your entire life
that.
For 30
All
seconds.
Right, we have like computer duster right now.
Dude, I did it. I was on my bed. I was on my bed in my house thinking I was outside having a barbecue with my friends. In reality, I'm going, my mom walked in on me, thought I was dying. It's fucking insane.
When was this?
Kids, like 2008. Kids would huff duster.
When was this?
And drive
put it in
and
your
get
mouth?
Accidents. Yeah, they put a bitterant in it to
a what?
To, a bitterant to make it so that it tastes bad. But you get over that. And I'm telling you, you trip the fuck out.
Get the
you
computer
start
duster.
To get the wah wahs. You get the fucking wah wah wah. Your voice goes
don't,
deep.
Don't do computer duster.
Don't do
Lewis,
that.
Lewis, do
what
it.
Are you, doing? You guys don't do
it
that.
It freezes your brain.
Time out for a minute.
Oh, my God.
So everyone's
one time
down.
I woke up blue in a puddle of puke because I did it.
Bobby.
I had a ringing in my ear for 6 months.
Give me
Christ.
The computer duster. So hold on. How do you do it?
You huff it.
Don't do this.
You're not going to do this.
Don't do it.
You're not
going to
do this.
Everyone shut up for a minute. Lewis. Everyone shut up.
You huff it and you go...
And let me ask you a question. A couple
hold it in.
Yes, I know how to
breathe it out and you will get... Fucked up.
I have a question, Ian.
What?
How long do you stay fucked up for?
Like 30 seconds, you're in another world, and then you come
what?
Out.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah.
Not even plugs.
Hey, dude.
Not even
It's
plugs.
Not even a Casper mattress
dude,
ad.
Your voice will go, and then you will start to fish out. I bet you'll fucking fall out of your chair.
Why don't you do it?
No.
Why? How long has it been since you've done it?
Years.
6 days.
Dude, a couple
Ian's
hours.
Ian's like, I will relapse, but it's going to be in
dude,
a few months.
Dude, I fucking... I mean, I had a permanent ringing in my ear for 6 months.
How long
months.
Are you sober?
Let me see this chick. Hold on. Pull it up on the big
years.
Screen.
Oh, good. Is that true?
Yeah.
6 years?
See,
coming up
3 years?
On 3. I've been trying since 2008.
Okay. God bless you.
Up.
Good for you. How about
when you were...
5?
What? I'm like 5'6" now.
Right.
Yeah.
Completely
yeah, I'm coming
sober.
Up on 3.
Yeah, nothing.
Wow.
5, 6 years?
Yeah, no.
Abby,
no
you
computer
still drink?
Cleaner.
I drink.
Yeah,
Lewis, do the duster. Come on,
no,
man.
I'm not going to do a fucking.
You got a kid, dude.
Duster.
How embarrassing is that? How'd your dad die?
I'm
he
kidding.
Died doing duster on a podcast.
I wouldn't.
Oh, but you'll do crystal meth. you fucking
died.
Puss.
He yeah. died. He died.
Give me your crystal meth.
That's how people are going to tell their kids fucking. It's like, was my dad a drug addict? No, he was just doing it on a podcast to get 4 extra downloads.
Well, I will tell you right now, it is intriguing because it's only 30 seconds. That's my major issue with
tripping.
Well, DMT tripping.
Is only 5 minutes. It's the most intense thing ever.
That's kind of why I want to do it.
I've not done DMT.
I really want to do DMT.
I would do DMT.
How long have you been sober? You're like, I don't know. What do you got?
Yeah.
Like,
Ian, would you give up your sobriety to do DMT?
I mean, I'll do mushrooms every, I don't know, 8 to 12 months.
Oh, so you're
it's
not
like a cleaning thing.
Okay,
I'm sober from the booze.
But he's also
and drugs.
A shaman.
He's
also, see the rings? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
he's also
hello.
He yeah. like loves a drug culture. He's like,
come
I'm never gonna
journey.
Not.
Abby, how old are you?
26.
Yeah, she's so young.
Yeah.
You're
so
puppy.
Fucking young.
DMT is something I would think about doing. I don't
what
know
about
that
ayahuasca?
I mean, that's an 8-hour thing, and you're vomiting, and it's a
you're
really
getting out all the evil toxins.
I don't know.
Yeah, to do ayahuasca, you have to give up like
come on a journey
3 days of your life.
You gotta go to Peru.
You gotta go to Peru. Sit in a fucking tent.
This is my problem with like acid, mushrooms, or any of these things. It's a lot, man. When you got something going on, right? Like if you do mushrooms and you have something that you're worried about in your life,
yeah.
Like, and if you have a career, you should be worried about like 5 fucking things.
Yeah, but
so you do mushrooms. Hold on. You do mushrooms and you start to freak out about these things and it ruins your experience.
That's how I feel about weed. With mushrooms, it's like a slow drip of a perception change in your consciousness.
You smoke later.
No. No. Okay. And it you start to feel the differences. They're experimenting with psilocybin with psychiatrists and everything to
deal with
depression.
Do you ever think you'd be more productive
anxiety.
Without weed? Like, do you ever think if you didn't smoke weed, you would do the Real Ass Podcast 9 times a week? you know what I mean? Like, is that ever a thought?
You know, I mean, I have.
You'd have bad withdrawals.
I stopped smoking weed for 5 months, and I was fine. I was very clear.
You should do a thing. I should get thin, and you should stop smoking weed, and then we should go into real estate, which is a real business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Start fucking. Just become
listen,
a couple.
let's not put restrictions on this.
Look, we're going to be exclusive. We could bang other people,
let's
too.
Let's not get insane.
Just nobody in comedy. That's the rule.
Yeah, right.
We could bang fans, not other comics. Okay?
I think it would be amazing if 5 years from now we're on a billboard and we're 2 realtors and we're married and we have AIDS.
Yes. All right, look.
Success. All right.
Look,
football players.
I want to talk about this. Let's guess the news, Bobby. Let's do it.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
I was saying in that scene, or what I was saying in there, when I said, from what I've read, this man seems innocent, and he's the victim.
Yeah.
I was talking about Jared from Subway.
Which true.
From the headlines.
It's true.
The first headlines that came out, they were like, it was like, Jared from Subway, child porn taken from his home. And then you read the article and it was like his friend was being like researched, right? That was the first thing that came out.
True.
It was a friend of his.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, well, that's fucked up. You know? I was like, oh, you're making it look like Jared's a fucking creep.
The kids are the one people in society, like, nobody will be like, believe children. Everyone's like, believe women. But like, if a kid's like, I was molested, everyone's like, shut up.
Can I tell you why?
Nobody believes kids.
Because kids are...
In schools, the kids' word reigns supreme.
Yeah, but nowhere else. Like, it never makes it out of the school.
It depends on what school
you went depends
to.
On what school.
Yeah, but
school
also, that's one of the reasons why they got rid of all those statues, because a fucking high schooler wrote an essay, and then it got out, and then everyone listened to the kid.
We're talking about molestation. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, those kids deserve it.
We got a theme, Ian.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Nobody believes kids.
Here's the problem. Can I tell you why? It's the boy who cried wolf. The kids lie a lot.
Straight up.
They're out there.
Lying whores.
And you can't. Here's
what
the problem.
I say.
You cannot believe almost a thing they fucking say. If you listen to my son, right? If you just let him go off on a fucking tangent.
Right.
He will tell you a lot of shit.
All these lies. I saw daddy steal money from a woman at the bus stop. I saw daddy take a pocketbook in the lobby that wasn't his, empty it out. I saw daddy punch mommy. All these things that make no sense.
Yeah. His imagination runs wild. It's
so crazy.
You know, I don't know, man. The kids just make shit up.
It's so stupid.
TVs, you know, they're watching TV.
Video games. I think that's the problem is he plays too many Peppa Pig video games.
Yeah.
So now he's making up me punching his mother in the face when she mouths off.
So crazy.
In the story, though, she's also mouthing off in his version.
Mommy gets loud and daddy plays boxing.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's talk about one of our brand new sponsors on the show. Very excited about this. This is... Stores and Bickle. the company behind the legendary Volcano vaporizer. You guys all know
I've done a Volcano. It's amazing. Yeah,
it fills up the big old fucking bag.
That is awesome.
And you suck it in. That's the first one that everyone did. That's before vaporizers became a thing. They were out there making it. And it's still fucking dope, dude. We got one. We have one literally here. We have one at Jay's apartment. He has another one. So here's the thing. They don't just make the Volcano. They have a bunch of different size vaporizers. And the thing you got to understand about this company, they were the first to vaporizers. They've been doing it and been innovators of the technology since they started in 1997. They create the highest quality vaporizers on the market. This one I've been fucking hidden for the past couple minutes. It's called the Mighty, which is like a, it's a portable, extremely powerful vaporizer. You put the weed in it. It's super easy to pack. Dude, you keep this in your fucking book bag, dude. That's the thing. When you're smoking weed, okay, like for me, you don't want to stink of weed, okay? Sometimes I'll go and I'll, you know, I got to do something important. You go into a meeting. This bad boy right here, the Mighty. You can't even smell it.
You can't.
Ian's an addict. I blew it directly into his face. He didn't even smell anything.
Yeah, thank you.
You can't fuck with me if you wanted to.
Okay. So here's the deal, okay? The Mighty, it hits strong. It's really efficient use of your weed. You don't smell like pot. It's convenient. It's portable. You can carry them with you. It's stores-bickel.com. Stores, okay. stores-bickel.com. Use the promo code RAP0420. You get a 5% discount. Go pick up a Mighty. Go pick up a Volcano. Go pick up the Mini, the fucking Mighty, the Teeny, the Tinsy, the Santa Maria. They got a lot of different fucking styles of vaporizer. So go do that. Make sure you use the promo code RAP0420.
Oh, you can be like me. You can adjust the pool you get. That's pretty neat.
Do whatever you want. Yeah, I might just shoot with your boo.
All right, look, let's get back into it. So here's the deal, okay? This is the newest story today, okay? Today's football Sunday. I don't watch football because I'm not a faggot, okay?
Yes. Football's on its way out.
Yeah, football's for the...
Football sucks. I've always hated football.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's wild.
So dumb.
Are you into football, Abby?
I'm not as much anymore. I used to be a little bit.
Yeah.
Football culture is fucking retarded.
Past few years, though, ever since I started doing comedy, it's like I don't have time to keep up with
What is retarded about football culture as opposed to like other sports that are all kind of dumb?
Well, most sports culture is fucking stupid.
Yeah, you're living your life vicariously through
You're wearing another man's work uniform as leisure.
It's weird.
Yes.
It's fucking weird.
It's because they live a life that you wished you had.
But it's
as
also
a child.
The bread and circuses that keep America and you know people pacified and
people need
you know,
something to
people
talk about.
Need something to do. And but the Emmy ratings are tanking. Like all this bullshit that keeps people TV is done. All of this stuff is going away.
Well, that's the problem. Is that now politics and that culture has almost bled into
entertainment.
Every single thing. So that's almost the shine on everything. So football, the shine now is which is this story.
Yeah.
Is this political, you know, aspect where fucking Kaepernick is taking a knee. And then the Emmys, the big news stories that are pulled from that is who's shitting on Trump and which creative way did they shit on Trump. Entertainment, comedy, movies, every single aspect of it. Politics has creeped its way. Here's the funny part. 90% of people go, fucking shit, it's shut up about fucking politics.
Right.
So why is it in every single area of our life, even on the podcast, I have to stop us from talking about it on the podcast.
Because
every time we mention Trump, I have to go say faggot or nigger just to move away from the fucking political tone that these podcasts will go into.
Because it gets clicks. It generates revenue. It
I think there's a lot of, there's people an economy in it right now. You know, listen, here's the deal. Trump is especially bad. I was somebody who was kind of agnostic. I didn't want Trump to win, but I was like, what's he going to do? Most presidents do like one thing. Obama had one thing. He had the health care. It took him 8 years. Like the system is not designed for the labyrinth of torture prisons. Everyone does a thing.
Yeah, everyone has their thing.
I thought this dude was legit going to go golf. I thought he was going to start making deals with Democrats. I thought he'd make Republicans angry. I thought he was going to go golfing. And this guy has been bad in a way where he's fracturing the national psyche in a way that's like, this is the dark side of trolling, where you see what it can really do. I don't know if the country is going to recover from this.
Well, yes, they will. Oprah's going to be the next president. Let me tell you something. We got 8 years of darkness.
Iran just had a missile test, and Trump's like, Iran is bad. And then he's like, I can't believe they're doing this. It's like, you started it all, you fucking idiot.
Let me tell you something, okay? We're going to have 8 years of darkness. Winter's coming. Winter's here, okay?
Yeah.
And then what's going to happen? Yeah, definitely 8 years.
No.
Definitely 8 years.
It might be. I don't know.
After this, it's like,
it is unconscionable to back Trump now.
Listen, let me say this.
But it doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
We're going to have 8 years of darkness. We're going to have 8 years of darkness.
No one cares.
And then we're going to have Oprah fucking Winfrey as the next president of the United States.
Here's the deal.
Mark my fucking words.
I don't think backing Trump right now is no good. But here's the thing. The Democratic Party right now hasn't found somebody that is gone. I think they should tap Doper. Joe Biden.
Doper.
Biden
no.
and Kamala Harris. No, Biden and
Kamala, the Ugandan giant?
she's the VP.
Kamala,
coming
what you,
from parts unknown. Kamala, coming to the squared circle.
What do you
Kamala
think that we,
Harris.
What do you think that we should do about Korea?
If this is 8 years, we're not coming back. We won't come back. We'll be a country of different tribes.
Regardless,
that are divided.
I don't want to. I want to talk about this fucking football thing because we're going to move away.
We're
going to
move away from politics into this football thing.
Yeah,
which is nothing to
more
do with.
Divisive.
No, because I just fucking said how I don't want to talk about politics.
But that's bleeding into football.
It doesn't matter. This is the point that I'm making, okay? It doesn't fucking matter. I don't want to fucking talk about Kamala Harris. Nobody fucking knows who that
is. Here's the thing. The Democrats, the Tea Party, immediately after Obama came in.
Get the fuck out. All
right.
You're not mentioning the Tea Party.
Get the woodpecker.
I don't even know what the Tea Party is. That's where I'm at. I don't. I swear to God. I don't fucking know.
It doesn't matter.
Nor do I care. Pull up Kamala Harris on the big screen, Bobby. She looks good. I'll tell you right now.
Uniting like the Republicans.
Right there. There she is. Look at her. That's the next president right there?
Yes.
That's the next president.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Okay.
We need a strong, physically
strong woman.
Leader.
A strong woman.
A strong woman.
Yes.
I would
fuck her.
It's her
time.
So listen to me, okay?
Listen to me.
I got to guess the news here, okay? Now, all I know is that Kaepernick, for about a year now, has been taking a knee when it comes to the national anthem, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Colin Kaepernick is a player on the San Francisco 49ers.
No, he doesn't play anymore.
He
no
quit.
One would sign him. No one would sign him.
He doesn't even play.
Yeah, he got blacklisted.
Whoa, this is not like, I don't know shit.
Apparently, he said if he comes back, he will stand during the national anthem, but he won't put his hand on his heart.
And
so he like fucking negotiated. Like,
listen, and here's the other story. He raped a kid.
Yep.
I kind of like him now.
Well, here's the thing.
I like
real dude of the week.
Real dude of the week. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Bobby.
He's a real ass dude.
Rapes little dude.
Here's what I've discovered. If Lewis doesn't know anything about the news, to give him the accurate news is a crime.
Yeah.
It's an absolute crime. To tell him like what's really going on is such a waste of his segment.
That's so funny.
No, well, I want to know. This is what we do. We learn in real time.
Yeah, so
here,
now
Timmy.
Listen. So now the NFL attendance supposedly is dropping. Nobody's going to these games. Nobody's watching. The advertisers are going crazy. And CBS came out with a new poll where I think 27%, which was the biggest group of people that answered this question, said the protests are the reason we're not watching. Other people said there's too many commercials. Other people said there's too many concussions and too much, you know, spousal abuse and rape allegations and weird shit. And so, you know, then Trump weighed in and basically said anybody, which is really crazy for a president to do. This is not
insane.
What a president should do.
Half
insane.
The world is getting destroyed by hurricanes. And he's like, fire the people that kneel.
Well,
and
then he said,
it's also
insane
to say to a private business, but fire people who protest the government.
Even before that, didn't like Puff Daddy and all these people come out and say, like, everyone should kneel, all the players should kneel
as a
sign of solidarity?
I'm sure.
So today, I don't even know if they're doing it, Bobby. Find out if kneelers players
you know
are kneeling
found
today.
Out? They found out Aaron Hernandez had massive CTE and brain injury. And they're thinking that's part of the reason why he just snapped
of
and
course.
Killed multiple people.
Of course.
Well,
but maybe that's why these players are taking a knee. They have head injuries and they can't get up.
They can't stand.
Have you ever hit your head and you're like, fuck, dude, I got to kneel for a second. Maybe it's a whole misunderstanding. Yeah. Also, can I say this? You know, I remember this. I remember in high school, you remember when you would think about government and fucking economics and really just like learning about the culture and what's going on with the world?
Yeah.
I would always go to the jocks for their opinions.
Really?
That's the first people I would always say, you know what? I want the football players and the
like
lacrosse
me.
Players.
Like me.
Those are the ones that I really want. Nah. It's their insight on the world that I'm
good
fucking looking for.
Oh, sarcasm. I get it.
There we go, Ian. Thank you very much.
There it is.
Who gives a fuck how football players feel?
Well,
they're monkeys.
Yeah.
Not because they're black. Because they're fucking athletes,
okay,
I'm saying.
There we go.
Well, here's the thing. I think you could apply...
What's a modern slave trade?
They are nappy-haired monkeys.
Listen.
Athletes. All athletes. They got an extra bone in their foot.
They're all musical.
Rhythmic people, athletes.
I think that I don't think there'll be an NFL in 5 years.
What do you think? I think it's like the XFL, like the next iteration.
I just think it's over. I think it's over, and for so many of the reasons that we said. Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be that soon.
Maybe it won't be that soon, but I think it's like, I think it's going to go away. Listen, the generation under us, and probably us too, is very soft. These dudes don't want to like watch foot. Like it's changing. Like you talk to somebody who's 20, they are changing. Like, they are not going to watch people just right,
but
ram
the people
each other.
That show up to games and tailgate, they're so, like, mentally
Timmy, I think you're very much in this world of New York City. You know, and
go to college in the middle of the country. Talk to a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
I think that this is a culture, and we have these trends that are coming in and coming out.
Sure.
I think that being a fucking dude is still very much built into this country.
Yeah, you better hope so, real ass dude.
Yeah, no, but I really do believe that it is, dude. I'm telling you right now, I work in MMA and I'm watching
being,
that sport
but what
explode.
Being a dude is, I think, might change. And I think, listen, it's we have periods of time when things are more popular and less popular, and I just don't know that this culture is going to withstand, you know, all of the negative stuff, all of the political divisions. People just getting angry. People kind of retreating into opposite camps. You know,
Abby, you're a chick in fucking this day and age, right?
What are these? I think so.
I mean, what have you noticed? Like your generation, because you're 10 years younger than me. Do you notice that your generation of dudes are more pussies, or are there dudes still out there?
And Lewis defines a pussy as less likely to rape you. So
you know what I mean? I know, Lewis. I think that there are less dudes.
Yeah.
And it's like there's good and bad to that. You can still kind of find them. But
do you like a beta dude? Do you like a dude who's going to fucking like, hey, you know what? Anything, you know, Abby? It's just,
No.
You want to be fucking slammed against a car?
Here we go.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. Here we go. Do you not want to be slammed against, almost a little against your will? But you kind of like it. No?
Let's not get too much into this.
All right, fine. All right, maybe
there's no happy medium with him. You know?
He was making
a great point. He's like, you don't want to bait a dude. You want to get your ass kicked. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute.
You want to get punched in the pussy, right?
But no, you want a guy that is going to take charge a little bit and be a fucking man.
Yeah. No, for sure. There's a balance, for sure. But it's funny because sometimes the people who are perceived as like, the douchebags, like misogynistic, are usually like some of the guys like treat their women really well, but there
True.
Are exceptions.
Thank you
however,
very much.
There are exceptions. Like, well, they're more like, you know, like you're getting your girlfriend like cool shit for her birthday and like stuff like that. Like it's that kind of stuff. Like they still want to take care of you.
Well, I buy her things so she shuts her mouth.
Yeah. Right. He buys her, you know, cover up so she can cover up the black eyes.
Yeah.
No, but I agree with you. Listen, man, all these rapists are always what? UCB guys.
Yes.
They're always out going, you know, women. I mean, they're on every
but
hashtag.
Then but hold on, that's
actually
tell true.
You first fucking hand that's true.
Yeah. Wow.
It's disgusting.
They're creepy, huh? Those dudes.
Yeah. They're always the ones that are the most loud about it that you're like, super uncomfortable to do something or say something weird.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think the reason I'm an asshole so outwardly and considered quote unquote misogynistic is because I have nothing to hide.
Right.
I think the dudes that have something to hide are walking a tightrope. Like, for me, I'm just going, like, I don't know, dude. I've never fucking hit a chick or raped a chick fucking, you know, I mean, I'm sure I most of my girlfriends would say that I'm fucking crazy and I'm fucking, you know,
rapist.
You know, emotionally abusive and fucking, you know, manipulative. I gave them STDs.
Hair trigger
that
anger.
I hit them, but none of them. But that's
admitted
the thing,
publicly.
I don't know, man. Football's like, it's just that type of dude. When you meet young kids today, even when you make a joke, even when you're in a group of people, forget being on stage, like, you make a joke that's kind of mean, not even like against a certain group, but you just make a mean joke. You say something like, I'm going to kill myself. Like, these kids are different. Like, they're just kind of like, are you all right?
Yeah,
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're a different breed of people.
I think the sense of irony and sarcasm has slowly slipped away.
It's gone. Context is gone.
Yep. Context is completely gone. This whole, like, impact over intent is fucking bullshit.
Do you remember? I remember the first time I said faggot and somebody got triggered. I remember the first time, like in life. Yeah. I remember it. I went back home. I had moved to the city already, and I was maybe 22.
And I'm hitting this kid in the face.
I'm committing a hate crime. In the middle of it, I said, "Why are you crying, faggot?"
Yeah.
And this kid was so offended. And right there, I said, "Hey, PC culture, not a friend of mine."
Oh, what? You can't drag him behind your truck anymore? Come on.
I remember the first time someone got triggered. I was in Columbine, waving a gun in there.
No, dude, I went back up to Rockland County where I grew up. I had come home. I was maybe 21 at the time. And it was a girl. It might even be my friend's wife now, who married. I don't remember. It was one of the chicks we had hung out with. It was a couple years younger than us. And I jokingly said faggot, just like in conversation.
Right.
And she was like, she got offended. She went, you can't say that word. And this is like, I mean, this is like 14 years ago, 13 years ago. And I remember being like, what? Like, it was crazy to me.
Right.
It was fucking crazy. I was like, I
does not compute.
I can't say faggot.
Lewis Brogan.
It's sort of like making me twitch a little bit. And it was the first thing. And it was so foreign to me that anybody would ever be offended by something like that. And it's like years later, now that's everybody. It's every young person. But it was so funny because I could remember the first time.
I think it's less about words, because I think that the word should go away. Like, I mean, if you need to use faggot.
Faggots should go away, you're saying? I agree with that.
I mean, because it's lazy. Listen, if you need, you these are words
I like to say it because it's the thing you shouldn't say, so it's fun to be like, who would say this?
I never tell anyone what to say and what not to say.
I keep it alive, dude.
But none of those, I don't think it's ever about words. I think it's all about sensibility. So I think that, like, if your act is saying these words, or if your persona is saying these words, it's kind of, you're saying them to say them, it's cheap and easy, and you should be. If you want to really trigger people, trigger them the right way by actually doing something controversial.
Right.
You know what I mean?
By actually killing a faggot.
Yeah, by actually doing something controversial. Yeah. But that's what people, I think, miss. Is it's not the fact that people don't want to say certain words. It's the fact that people's sense of humor has changed. You know, literally it's changed.
Of course, like, I understand. But here's the thing.
It's just, I don't know. Yeah, it's just literally changed.
But so you think that the words need to go away because the sense of humor have changed? No.
I think if you want a career, you have to make people happy. And I think.
But I think you can make people happy. I think there's a whole other side of it of people that want to fucking hear.
Faggot? And that's your crowd? I mean,
I don't know.
That's the hill you're going to die on?
Yeah, that's the hill you're going to die. This is the Say Faggot Festival. It's kind of dumb. Like, it kind of says to me, you're not that good of a comedian if you can't play any. I'm not saying that you have. Listen, I perform
I don't agree. Let me explain to you why, okay? Because I think that words are fucking words, right? And I think that if you're whole act is just saying faggot or nigger. And by the way, I don't say either of those words in my act.
Right.
And because I don't have jokes that require me to say that. I had a joke that I was saying faggot in for a while. It stopped working.
Yeah.
My job is to kill. My job is to be a good comedian. But I don't feel like we should be taking any words off the table, or that we should be looking to take, or we should be looking we should be looking to move toward taking those words off the table. In my opinion, the reason I say those words on these podcasts and shows,
we're not
like
doing
Legion
anything.
Skanks,
it's the audiences that are determining what we do. We are doing a job based on people. We are not
sort of though, but I'm going to tell you right now, the audience is. I'm telling you right now, part of it is how they're being led, and it's a narrative that they're receiving. Okay,
yeah,
and
but we're not doing the leading. The leading's being done in other parts of society, and at the end of the day, your job is to make people laugh.
But also,
if you're too offensive, listen. There's a lot of brilliant comics, I'm not going to mention their names, that are really, really funny guys, but at this point are too offensive, where it's kind of like you hear their acts and you're like, oh, you're just going against the grain to go against the grain.
Right. Who are you talking about?
I got a name in mind.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I really don't know.
I don't know at all. Who cares? Say it.
No, I'm not going to say it, but I'm
write
just
going
to tell me later.
Write it down.
You know who it is. I'm just
no,
going to say.
No, I don't. Write it down.
You do know. Think for a second.
Big J?
As soon as I write it down, you'll say it. And it doesn't matter. I don't care. But here's the reality. I think at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not saying that you should conform completely ever.
Also, it's a matter
of
presentation.
Who are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
We're talking about you.
Are you one of those people who cannot move on until you know?
No, I need to know who this is.
There's a lot of comedians this would apply to, that are older comedians that are just not that, they're not, you listen to their act and you go, oh, this is too much. Like, there are too many slurs, too many things where you look at and you go, oh, this is not funny.
The only person I could think of is Big J, and he murders and is killing it right now in the industry.
It's not Big J.
But this is the point. There's an alternative to that because there are guys like Big J and Ari and Kurt Metzger who are doing really dirty shit and are saying,
I'm not talking about that.
All the words. This is, hold on,
right,
let me say
you can say
shut the fuck up.
I think you guys agree, but you're talking about different contexts.
Well, no, you're talking about shitty comics. Yeah, I think you can say any fucking word you want. I think there are guys who do nigger jokes on stage that are brilliant. Louis C.K., you know, fucking Jim Norton. Jim Norton just did one on a special.
Okay.
It's a fucking brilliant joke. So you have to be at a higher level in order to do that, okay?
Yeah.
So it can be lazy and it can be cheap. And if you just do it to shock people, then yeah, it fucking stinks.
Right.
But to say like, oh, we should be moving toward a place where we're removing those words, I completely disagree with that.
No.
I feel like we should be saying those fucking words more and people should be getting used to it and desensitized. That we have.
I mean, that's not happening.
No, I do. I think we should have a fucking faggot parade. Another one, not the one that we have in June.
Yeah. But see, but the problem with all of that stuff is you're completely discounting the feelings of people. And I'm not saying that you should worship the audience ever, but by saying words like that, you're completely discounting people in the audience. Now you've alienated them. And instead of, you know, and it's the end of the day, it's like you have society changes, things move on. So what are you holding on to?
Mm.
What are you really holding on to? If you don't, you're going to evolve or die. You'll go extinct. You'll be a dinosaur. That's it. Look at the Compound Media Network. No offense. Is that what you want your career to be? No offense. Is that what you want your career to be?
I'm going
to
be back on Artie and Anthony's show November 1st.
But literally, but let's be honest.
Well, I mean,
let's be honest. Look at Howard Stern. I mean, let's be honest. When you don't evolve, that's what happens.
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you. It's like that's not the problem. That's not that, like, I love Anthony and I love Artie, and I think their show's great, actually.
I think their show's great, too, but...
The problem is...
Would you go on their show?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. Here's why. I wasn't going on Kumia for a while, and the reason that I wasn't going on that network for a while is they were bringing on people like Richard Spencer. They were bringing on these white supremacists. And at the end of the day, it's like, I'm a comedian. There's no reason I need to be on a panel with Richard Spencer.
Of course.
Absolutely no
unless
reason.
Unless to take him down.
Well,
With Artie and Andy, you can put your foot down. Like, I was on the show, and they were like, oh, the Emmys, they only gave it out to Black Awards. I was like, no, that's bullshit. These shows deserve it. They're like, well,
I would do their show, and I think Artie Lang's one of the funniest people in the world. I'm just saying, if you refuse to evolve, here's the deal. That's what it is. Like, you'll have
legions
of angry people online that follow you.
Listen to me. Let me fucking say something because you guys are just fucking yapping and I can't get a word in edgewise.
You can, it's just wrong.
No, it's not.
It's just a slur. He's like, I can't get a faggot in edgewise.
It's not, but no, the problem, Anthony's problem isn't that he has controversial views or that he says no words, okay?
I think it might be.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not because I have controversial views and I say no words and we're evolving. Gas Digital is evolving. They have a different model, in my opinion, from a technological standpoint. I don't understand why they do it that way, right? They should. I told Anthony this. I was like, they should take their Monday show. They should put it out on iTunes as a free show. They'll get half a million downloads on that
show.
You
really think that's the problem? You really think
Let me say this.
Okay.
They have a closed.
It's a paywall.
Every piece of content is behind this paywall. You can't happen upon this. They're getting billboards and doing kind of antiquated ways to go and market and advertise content, which we know the best way to market and advertise it is by sharing it for free online. These are the way that these shows are growing. So that, in my opinion, is why that Anthony's show and his network isn't fucking exploding. I think they could explode. I think that Anthony and Artie, whereas, Anthony does have a little bit of a controversial, you know.
You don't think part of it is that Shock Jock era is just kind of over?
No.
It's just ending. You don't think
I think we're moving
into a new... say the N-word over and over, dude. It's like, what are you doing?
Of course.
It gets tired.
But that's not what's happening, though. I think that you're right. I think the Shock Jock era is over, but I think that we're moving into... biggest time for talk radio. Podcasting is fucking huge right now.
It's not talk radio. And it's podcasting.
It's the same shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking shit.
It's not the same shit because now everybody's got a voice instead of like a few shows.
And Anthony and Artie are better than most. Anthony is one of the best broadcasters in the world.
I agree with you.
Whether you want to say it's a podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
My point is, I think on the technical side that they could be doing things in order to grow that network and grow that brand.
I'm not talking just about him or his show.
But it's not. You're talking to Legion of Skanks says we say everything.
Yeah.
The fucking haunt. The point of that show every single week is we fucking take it as far as we can take it, okay? Yeah. And we do it on purpose. That's the idea of that show.
Sure.
And we are getting as many opportunities. Believe me, we're getting more opportunities than most people are getting.
I agree with you, but I think it's a little different when you, the way you guys do it in Legion of Skanks than other people do it. I think it's a little different than.
And also, there's a trickle down. You guys are doing it with humor. You're being ironic. Yeah. You're saying it with a purpose. But I think people listen. Listen to that, and they're like, "Oh, it's okay for me to do this all the time." And then it's like, "Hey, take it easy,
dude." I'm not saying I hate the PC people as much as anybody, but to just
people of color, I know. Yes. I'm with you.
But to be just anti-PC,
there he is.
There
he hadn't done it in 10 seconds.
To me, it's like as soon as you join to any team, like I hate the PC people. I hate what they're about. But if you just reflectively, like, never analyzing what you're saying or doing, and you're just being offensive for the sake of being offensive, it's lazy. It's lazy to be offensive for the sake of being offensive. You could get places doing it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can. No, it's just late. It's
you
not
can do
great
it if you're
comedy.
Being subversive. It's just you're not being
great.
Ironic.
It's not great comedy. That's what it is. Just lazy. It's just going like, "Oh, I know the trick now that'll get me attention. Here's what I'll keep doing it, but I'm not getting better as a comedian."
I don't know. I think there's a lot more lazy.
I agree with Lewis's point about taking the power away from these words and being able to speak freely. I understand that, but if that's what you fall back on and you're just saying it over and over, it's like what are you doing?
I think you're talking, but Tim, what you're talking about is you're talking about like parlor tricks in comedy, right? So you can say
we should be concentrating more on ideas.
I gotta finish a point. I'm gonna fucking kill you if you fucking cut me off again. Listen to me, okay? You're talking about tricks, okay? Now in comedy, it's the easiest way to look at it, right, is people go cursing. Oh, cursing is a cheap way to get a quick laugh. And you'll notice that if I throw fucking as an accent on certain jokes, it gets a harder laugh, right? If I just curse, if I add something in there. Now, I don't think that's necessarily wrong or cheap. I think it's a technique. I think it's pulling the mic away when you're going to yell. There's a technique in order to get the biggest laugh out of your crowd. There's all of these other things that the audience doesn't even realize is fucking happening. Everything from mic technique to the speed that you're saying the words in, the where you're landing on certain words in the joke, people have no fucking idea. And this becomes very apparent when you're writing for roast battles. Mm-hmm. Then you're sort of really analyze how
cadence.
Those words are hitting. Cadence,
right.
Yes.
Delivery.
Taking
what about
one word in and pulling
one
out.
Perspective and
but
not
Tim, of course,
sometimes
so
it gives context. Like it gives context to the emotion of the situation. Yeah. Like you're saying it in a certain way.
Agreed. And you're
that
and
needs it.
You can do that. Now you're talking about there are guys like Big J is very, very filthy, okay?
Yeah.
Like really, really filthy.
I'm not
is
saying
it, but I am.
Yeah.
But it can be cheap.
It's all presentation.
Unquote, but it's part of what he does. You know, look at Sebastian Maniscalco, dude. Look at what he does. If you just look at the words on paper, if you transcribe
funny.
Dude, I have no idea what it even is.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck
it is. He's a brilliant comic.
But you go watch him in a fucking theater in front of 1,500 people, he will level, dude. The way that he moves his hands, his eyebrows, these are part of being a performer and a comedian.
My whole point
and I think that another part of it, if you're a dirty comic or you're a quote-unquote edgy comic, is being able to use those words, use those things, use that shock in a way to accent your perspective and your story and everything that you have going on and tell it in a better way. But I think that we shouldn't be going, "Oh, well, it's just cheap in order to do that." You
I'm not saying
simplify
it's cheap.
It.
I'm just saying times
because
change.
It can be cheap if you just fucking. There's so many things that can be cheap.
Howard Stern
if you say
still
fuck Trump, that's cheap. And every comic is out there saying, "Oh, by the way, fuck Trump," and then they get a big pop off that.
I agree. Right.
And that's even cheaper than saying fucking faggot.
I'm just saying this: if Howard Stern was still doing Jeopardy with retarded people 20 years later, no, it wouldn't be.
No, it wouldn't be. The whack
this is
pack,
the thing,
no.
Dude. This is the problem. You're that was funny when it was funny. It still can be funny when you watch it in the context of his time. But if you don't evolve, if Howard Stern did not evolve, he kind of wouldn't be where he is now. Now, you might not like him. I don't really love what he evolved to, which is interviewing Cameron Diaz. But what is he going to do? He did the whack pack shit. He can't do it forever.
Let me pull that back because I wasn't specifically saying if he had Jeopardy with retards. Really, what I was talking
can't
about.
Can't do the same thing forever.
Let me say this. I was talking about evolving to the next iteration of whatever that is.
Yeah.
And quote unquote shock jock. Yeah, remove that term. No, moving into a space where comedy pushes the limits and lives along the edge.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
There are less people doing that. There's nobody really doing that.
I agree
that
with you.
That is way fucking, quote unquote, braver than the fucking horseshit fucking lefty comedy that's out there right now because there's people that are actually taking chances. So, you know, in my opinion, like, yeah, dude, you're right, Tim. There are cheap ways of doing it, but there's every trick in the book, there's a cheap way to do it.
Right.
You watch, like, you know, Chappelle when he smacks the mic against his knee and starts laughing. laughing, he's just signaling to everybody else to laugh. It's a trick.
Yeah,
it's a trick.
But it's
they're all fucking tricks.
Stop it, Chappelle. Stop it.
Yeah, yeah, Chappelle with your tricks.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you take away the material, the tricks don't work as well. And they, well, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have polish in your act and you shouldn't do certain things. I do certain things. Everyone does certain things. And I'm not saying we should ever be. I'm not saying to ban any word. I'm not saying to ban any topic. I'm never on that side of anything. I'm saying free speech and everything like that. I'm saying if you go at an audience in 2017, the way you went at them in 1992, and it doesn't work, don't go whine about PC culture because you didn't do the job. Right.
That's what I do. Have you ever seen me? If you see me on the weekends, I dress up like Bernie Mac from the old Def Jam.
I ain't afraid of you motherfuckers.
I ain't afraid of you motherfuckers. I got a cane. I start
you
swinging it around.
Broke leg, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I am for slavery. So it is interesting.
See, you guys are calling that Cruz the Amistad.
I have a layered point of view.
Not I've always said, like, when somebody's, it's like.
I'm going to wear this outfit this weekend right here. Thank you, Bobby.
Here we go.
Play this. This is the best.
The motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness.
Yes.
And New York, goddamn it, y'all motherfucking women look good. Y'all like a bacon and egg sandwich look good. But I love sex. I love it. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed.
Pause it for a second. That's such a black way to think that, like, that's funny. The white guys, it's a very white, even like in music, like rock music's very like, I hate myself,
my dick is small,
I'm awful, you know.
Black guys, like, I got a huge dick,
I'm fucking bitches,
big bone,
card,
dude.
It's such a hilarious,
it's
like,
a different
way,
world. Yeah.
I'm not even saying like one's right and one's
wrong,
dude. It's so crazy to me. And what it really is, it's a reflection of like how people they
it's
want
culture.
To relate, right? So the culture is like in black culture, nobody's going like, yo, I got a small dick. Isn't that, like, that's like, I mean, Stern was also like the first dude to ever kind of
like, I got a small dick. Yeah.
And it was so funny.
It's hilarious. Like,
dude,
it was very funny.
I did a hood show in the Bronx a couple weeks ago, and the host.
KKK.
Yeah. Thank you, Lewis.
Yeah.
The host.
Glad
is
to hear things
up,
are
like,
going well.
Shut up. Pays good. So
they do pay great.
I know. Starts 5 days later, but.
you always have to ask it, like, ask for Q.
Yeah. So the host is like, these trannies, their Adam's apple sticks out further than the dicks. And everyone's like, it's gross. Yeah.
Oh, kill
and
them
they're all just like, just talking about
Lewis walks in, he's like,
everything.
I finally found my room.
Yeah. But it'd be so funny to see a liberal go in there and be like, but black people can't be wrong. Oh,
no,
God,
that's what, listen, I that's what I love about urban rooms. You don't have that PC.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Shit.
Yeah.
But it's also, listen, let's be honest. It's like, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, there's different styles of comedy for everybody,
right.
And it is what it is. Like, I'm not saying the blue collar guys should have to do with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, if you're in Gotham Comedy Club in the middle of New York City with a mixed group of people, you got to be like, oh, I got to relate to this.
Yes,
Asian
that's what
lady.
Makes you a good comic.
Yeah, but
you
can
I can't just
to
say
anyone.
Gook.
No.
I can't just be like, hey, Gooks.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I got to be like, oh, I got to try to. Be
oh, you guys are talking about Aaron Berg. Oh, I had no idea this whole
Chinese
time.
Guy.
Ah, what's up, Gook face?
Oh, man.
I thought you know what? I never even connect with it. Okay, so listen to me. Okay, you're right, but I think that it's also part of it.
Our job is to kill.
Hold on, Tim. You even say like the joke you appreciate the most of my act is that pedophile bit that
yes.
I do. That is something that is really hard to get the average audience to come to. And
I appreciate it. I never said audiences,
but they some a lot of them do though.
Yeah.
And I think that's part
you
of
sure?
the skill set is to be able to scare people into laughing at your jokes.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting.
As long as you can intimidate people through real fear
of me
coming through your window.
Best kind of laughter is afraid laughter.
Nervous laughter. Please don't hurt me, sir.
No, I feel like you should be able to say whatever you want through your perspective, as long as it's funny, and in the presentation.
Laugh.
But if you're just going up and be like, oh, these fags.
I'm not talking about what people in Bushwick laugh at. I never perform there. I'm talking about, like, I will occasionally, but, like, I don't do that shit. Like,
dude,
we
did Cobra Club years ago. Don't ever forget. Yeah. You were like, I wish you'd all die in the streets.
Yeah, the comedy, to me, comedy is not for them. And everyone that comes out
it's
of that
not
scene,
to be dissected.
For the most part, just becomes a writer and then writes on some horse shit. You know, like, 20 things you didn't know about The Rain or whatever brilliant show that fucking. I got into this to make people laugh. Like,
yeah.
So I love clubs, and that's what I love about.
Yeah.
New York is that you get a diverse group of people. Right. I'm not fucking being like, be PC. You just can't. I see so many guys in Long Island bomb and then come in a green room and they're like, they don't like. I'm like, you just said chink 30 times. There was no joke structure.
Yeah. You're 500 pounds.
Have you ever seen chink? It's like, wait a minute.
I was eating this girl's pussy and I fell off the bed. Oh, you don't like that? Fuck you.
Yeah, it's just like.
Oh, what are you guys fucking PC?
Like one guy does a thing. He's like, you see ice skaters. I see fags getting dizzy. And the Long Island audience, like half of them kind of liked it, and half of them were like, what? And the guy walks in, he's like, you can't say anything anymore about anybody.
Okay, I'm like, that's kind of funny, though.
I thought it was kind of funny.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
Is that a real joke by somebody?
Yeah, but he won't care.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I got no problem with that joke.
I'm just saying, he did it, but it's his thing. It's not going to work. So if you go up at Gotham, you go up at a club, it's not going to work.
Yeah, but
so
the lack of self-awareness is hilarious.
That's what's funny. Part of it
is like getting, like making it so that it'll work. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, but they're not
like
going to do that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
Not that kind of person. Yeah, I think the next thing is
there's going to be like characters.
Yeah.
Like dice. Like you got to like... So you can do that. It's like Timmy, the presentation. You can come out as like a racist, like fucking uncle.
Yeah.
You know, and that can
be kind of what I do now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Tim.
Did you guys see the video of these naval nurses?
What? No.
Play it.
You got to pull it up, Bobby. There's a few videos of them, but the one video
they
is pretty great.
They make black babies dance to rap.
Well, let me preface the story. Here's what happened, okay? I guess they're at a naval like medical facility down in Florida. And they're dealing with these newborn babies. And the story, as I know it, is these are black babies. And they start fucking like making these babies like dance.
Right.
And then like giving them the finger and like
what? The babies a finger?
Yeah,
is this
like,
new Abu Garb?
I don't know. But
Grabe?
Abu Garb.
Well, you know,
sounds
I have
like
a stroke.
Fashion line.
Yeah.
Pull it up, Bobby. Pull this is the them.
New York Abu Fashion Week.
Are you being tortured by belts?
Oh, God.
Oh, this is not good. This is
What are you doing?
Dude, is that safe to
Why
do
is that
newborn?
Baby red?
Yeah, dude, this is like
Is that
gross.
An alien?
Yeah. Pull up the other one. Let's see. There's some more.
Oof.
There's other videos. Yeah. So
this is no good.
So
yeah,
these,
what is this?
So here's the deal. These are the girls. Are they hot?
That's a question.
One of them is kind of hot.
Okay, she gets a pass.
Yeah. Neil, pull up the pictures of the nurses, too, Bobby, if you can.
Yeah. Slowly, Bobby, slowly.
So here's the deal, okay? These girls are like 21 and 22 years old. You have to start with that. You have to start with them being 21, 22. Because I go back to when I was 21. Now, this girl has the body and face and arms of a midget. I don't know if she's a midget, this one. Ooh. But the other chick is hot.
What the fuck? Why are they giving the finger?
They're giving how I currently feel about these demons, it says, and then they're giving the baby.
What?
These mini
oh
Satans.
Oh, my God.
Maybe. That looks like a white baby.
I know, but that's the other thing now. So they came out at first and they said it was a black baby.
Yeah.
They were saying it's a black baby. But then, hold on. And that was the story, and it became this big thing. But now they retracted that part, and they said, well, the races of the babies are unconfirmed. But the whole story is now these racist nurses are... Now, they might be black babies. It sounds like there's probably more to it than they're just racist nurses going,
here's,
we're doing this to black babies.
Nurses shouldn't be doing that to any babies.
Yeah.
You got to get fired. Like, you can't make a newborn dance
fag.
To a fucking rap song? Like, what?
Yeah.
Can you imagine
also, your frontal lobe doesn't develop for women until, like, 23, men 25. So they, like, do you remember when you were younger? You didn't have the forward thinking to be like, oh, this will affect me later. You just do. You just act. So they're, like, young.
They're young, dumb girls. Yeah. That's really what it is.
Listen, Coke King of Long Island.
Yeah.
Right?
They're stupid.
It's like, remember when you couldn't see until you were 20? No, I don't.
Remember you blackout from weed?
No,
you couldn't hear anything and your parents would.
It's like that might be
head.
True to an extent, but like not this.
Have you?
Extent.
I have a question, Abby. Have you ever done anything that bad? Made little babies dance? Because I feel like it's not that. When you let's step away from it, okay? Forget the fact that the racist aspect, because we don't know that. Forget the fact that they're fucking strangers. What they did was they made little newborn babies dance, and I've done that with my son.
Right.
They made newborn babies dance.
Your son, operating.
Yes, you're
your,
right. You're right.
You're
that's right.
That's an important word.
Yeah.
But let's look at what the fucking act is. Is it this really evil act? They just, the problem really
no,
is.
This is enough to lose a job.
They Snapchatted it.
If
yes.
They, if they were cradling the baby and dancing with them, it'd be different.
I've been fired for being late. This is, you're taking a fucking.
You're making it a puppet.
You're taking a baby and making it a puppet. And God only knows.
You're giving a child the finger. What are you doing?
And on Snapchat, how dumb? Here's the other thing.
That's
if you're
the problem.
Dumb
these
enough,
people are so dumb.
Is this a news story, Bobby? Then,
yeah.
Hey, you can pull up the news story. Let's see what the news has to say about it, because maybe they have more information than we do.
One of these is Bobby's
wife. Snapchatting
breaking
thing,
news tonight. A lot of you are talking
news.
About this story on Facebook. The Naval Hospital in Jacksonville is taking action after disturbing pictures surfaced on social media.
Now, the pictures involve babies at the hospital. And the Facebook post has been shared tens of thousands of times
Jesus.
Tonight. It sparked a flurry of outrage. Many of you have been contacting us tonight about this. First Coast News' Brittany Dion is in the newsroom now with the breaking details. Brittany?
We have
yeah, what up, motherfuckers? Sorry, I don't know how she was going
to
talk.
Into our newsroom from viewers extremely upset about these
Yo, you know how these motherfuckers be acting down in Jacksonville. These niggas crazy.
Took pictures of themselves Jones. Acting extremely inappropriately and posted them on social media. These are screenshots of the pictures which were originally posted on the app Snapchat. The pictures appear to show an employee flipping off a baby and calling the baby a mini Satan. The second picture that you see here shows a woman holding the baby up by the arms and smiling. We blurred out her face for privacy at this point. Now, a person who claims to know the woman in this photo reposted the picture on Facebook.
So, also, I'll pause it now. So here's the thing, right? So one of her fucking enemies that follows her on Snapchat took a screen grab and was like, fuck this, I'm going to get this
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, one of her frenemies, more yeah. likely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Ugh. Here's what I think, okay?
That's, you gotta be careful.
These girls are 21. They're fucking dummies.
Yeah.
They fucked up. They were trying to be funny. I don't think this is a race thing because now they're
it's
all the news.
A race
the either. News stories are yeah. disappeared. The race angle is gone now from all the news
right,
stories
yeah.
because all these websites were putting it as these racist fucking, you know. I think that these chicks fucked up, and
yeah.
I think that at 21, you didn't do anything worse than that, making a baby dance.
You were selling subprime mortgages, Tim.
No.
Tim, yeah. you were ruining old women's lives.
I was not old women. What are you talking about? I sold the subprime mortgages to
I
myself.
It was young
I took
women.
I took a mortgage to my. I took one myself.
But here's my point.
No,
though.
This is bad. Here's the deal.
It's
no,
not
this,
that bad. You got to remove yourself from the fact that it's not their babies.
Lewis.
He's making these babies dance. Babies like dancing, guys.
Lewis, you're unnecessarily saying the N word. It's like what?
No, I'm just saying. Listen. What I don't think they should be put in jail or killed. What do you mean? Like,
they
what
can't
am
work
I,
with babies.
What
anymore.
Am I supposed to get angry about here? What you're setting up this false thing where it's like, oh, it's not the baby. What happened? Did they get fired? Like, what do we?
They did. They,
oh,
well,
so
they,
am I supposed to be? I'm supposed to get angry that these chicks got fired.
Why do we care?
Who were making newborns who would like a newborn like a sack of potatoes making a dance to a fucking 50 Cent song? I'm supposed
was
to go,
it, but was
the
it,
outrage.
Timmy, was it the problem with the song? If it was a better song, would you have been okay with it?
I think you got to wait. Till a baby, like what if
a month old? What if it was a month old?
That's fine, but if you you could scramble its brain doing that shit.
There was no neck support.
So yeah, don't, yeah, there was. That's another thing,
yeah. Dude. You can't do
yeah,
this
it's
shit,
just
Lewis.
That you your job
Lewis,
is to fucking work
saw,
with babies, and you just
if you
prove
saw
that you can't.
Somebody
that's
man,
your
that
job.
To your baby, what
if
would you do?
Saw somebody doing that to James, you'd be like, "What the fuck are these pigs doing?"
Yeah, like the whole finger. That if
yeah,
that was
dude.
Taken out of the equation, it's just like how they're
you're
treating
manhandling
that baby
a
and then
kid.
Putting
well,
it.
The finger,
I will say
the finger does nothing. The finger does nothing to this baby. This baby knows nothing about a finger.
That's what I'm saying. That's not the problem.
The problem
is
the dancing.
Yeah, the dancing
is not being. It's not
grabbing
knowing how to treat
of someone
a
else's child
or a baby when that is your job.
Go ahead.
Also, if they were doing this just to make each other laugh and no one ever found out about it, what happens?
Right.
Happens. But you're posting it to social media.
You're
yeah.
Stupid.
Shame on you.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Let me see something.
So you just gave them proof.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so dumb.
Let me ask you a question.
God only knows what didn't go on social media.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
What have they done that didn't go on social
Jesus
media?
Jesus Christ. Putting their balls on the kid's head.
They're making the babies like do like a fucking like
grab
a dance,
its crotch.
Like a dance off.
Yeah. Let's talking see. With its ass like Ace Ventura.
This is from Psychology.
Do you have any formula?
This is from Psychology Today. Dancing with Your Baby, The Joy and Other Benefits of Dancing with Your Baby. Anthropological
Holding
studies. Let me fucking say this, dude. Because you're not opening your mind now. You're very close-minded, Ian. Anthropological studies of traditional African and Asian societies often describe group interactions with babies, specifically passing around of the baby to all group members in a warm, playful, rhythmic pattern of touching dance. For example,
touching dance. That's what Jerry Sandusky called it.
For example,
this is an old African ritual called touching dance. It's not anal rape.
It's touching dance.
For example, tribes such as the Snow of Cameroon.
She probably is in that tribe.
Yeah, right? They did look tribal, Lewis.
Provide a great deal of stimulation by consistently rocking and lifting the babies up and down while making eye contact to Into Club by 50 Cent. That's a specific song.
Snapchat helps the psychological growth of a newborn baby.
Yeah, dude.
I don't like newborns anyway. I think they're gross looking. I think
kids are awful.
I think making them dance is weird. Like, you got to wait till they're like fat top. Toddlers and they're fun.
I think you guys are missing the point of what I'm saying.
If you're holding the baby,
what is
close
the point
to
of
your
saying?
It sounds like I'm being provocative right now, but I'm not. I really am making a point here.
What is your point?
What are you going to call the babies fags?
Let's say that was Dave Smith with my son, right? And he's a newborn and he's going bum bum.
Context.
Here's the thing: you're saying, okay, let's take it and make it a whole different situation than what it is. Yeah, what about that? It's like, yeah, sure. That's
what are you? Are you angry they got fired? Are you angry they got fired?
I'm not angry. I'm not angry. I'm defending these young girls and the mistake that they made, okay?
Continue.
Because what I'm saying is the offense removes yourself from those fucking variables that it's not their baby and they're giving the finger to the baby and blah, 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 blah. Okay? When you take the actual physical act of what they're doing, if it was an uncle that was doing it with the fucking newborn baby, nobody would go, oh my God, what an animal. If Big J went... And by the way, Bobby Kelly, I have a picture on my Facebook of Bobby Kelly giving the finger to my newborn son.
You guys are friends.
It doesn't matter. You're not understanding and shut the fuck up. You're not understanding. The actual act. I'm talking about the act. Remove everything else. Remove context. Just the act itself isn't that bad.
Okay.
Fucking is an act. It's not that bad. If you do it to a 9-year-old in a fucking confessional, it's bad. The context is no. You're not. You're not looking at it.
No, you're not.
But here's the thing.
You're not looking at it.
If you saw that, let's say your uncle was playing with your baby and was doing that, you would still go up to him and be like, "Hey, can you not do that? Can you like be more gentle? Because it's a fucking newborn."
Yeah.
You'd still correct him.
Yes.
And this is their job. They shouldn't have to be corrected.
Well, I would have had. First of all, if you're gonna make a fucking newborn dance, you have to like walk like an Egyptian. There's funny dances you can do.
The robot.
Good moonwalk with the baby.
These are strangers taking advantage of someone's trust with the child in their care for social media purposes. It's wrong. In the context of
your child to your best friend. I mean, come on now. What are we doing here? These 21-year-old girls. Do you know the shit that I was doing at 21 years old in my life?
What were you doing?
I was doing a lot of bad things, guys.
You were selling things in a mall kiosk.
Yeah. You were wearing a wallet
Bobby,
chain.
Come on.
That's
help me out here.
Enough.
I mean, giving the kid a finger, who cares? But bouncing him around like
it's gross.
That's not cool.
Pull it up again, Bobby.
It's gross looking.
Are you getting a hard-on with this, Lewis? What the fuck?
I have no problem with this. I mean,
if somebody did this to your child, how would you feel?
I would go, okay, dummy, you shouldn't have put it on Snapchat. Look.
Oh, God.
Look at her. It's pretty funny.
It's a red baby? It's a red newborn?
Yeah,
the umbilical cord is still attached.
Dude, this is not. The mother's probably still there.
It still looks bruised after giving birth.
Dude, if that was your best friend, the kid's aunt or uncle, and you were involved in the situation, it would be a different story. But this is just wrong.
Do you want to have kids one day, Ian?
No.
No?
No.
What about you, Abby?
I don't know. I'm decided probably not.
Tim?
No, maybe. Maybe I'd adopt.
Yeah. If I were to have kids,
line,
I would adopt.
If I made a lot of money, I don't think you can have
kids
without money.
I will not be a parent unless I'm rich.
And I'm too selfish.
You have to have
now.
A lot of money because you can't raise a kid.
I'm not going
to
live on. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm not rich. I have a kid.
It wasn't on purpose.
It's not planned. It's not planned.
Well, no, I'm saying we could have. We're not religious. We could have aborted. It wasn't like, you know.
I know, but this is what you do.
If I got a chick pregnant now,
but
I would fucking.
Your kid is so
she
essential.
Keep it?
Listen to me. Have you ever seen the Joe Rogan sidekick of a pull that heavy? Pull Joe Rogan sidekicking a heavy bag. I'm going to show you guys what I would do to a girl if I got her pregnant.
Jesus.
To her stomach.
You do that to a girl that got you got pregnant, but not a girl that takes advantage of your child?
No, I have no problem with that. I'm like, keep on making her dance.
He's like, it's content.
Yeah. pull up Joe Rogan. I think he might be teaching. It's him fucking sidekicking.
When I first got into martial arts, the martial arts.
You can fast forward a little bit.
I want to hear him talk. Yeah, I want to hear the setup.
Look at this. Yeah, Paul, like him actually kicking the bag.
Jesus, Lewis.
Right here, this is what I would do. Oh, you're pregnant? Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're not.
So you did that and the baby still survived?
No, this is what I would do if I found out now that I could go pregnant. I was like, she's like, Lewis, I'm pregnant. Really? You had to really get the pop.
Yeah.
And I would wait till she's on the top of an upward moving escalator.
Shut up. So she fell
down the escalator.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Kept on falling down as the escalator was moving up.
That weed is turning into just wrong fuel.
No, that's not true.
Uh-huh. Every time you smoke it, more wrong things come
Another
out.
Child right now, right there. Wait, you're gonna hear that pop. That's the baby's head. Listen.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, Lewis.
We get it.
I'm sorry. I cannot deal with it now.
I agree.
It's a lot. But I'll tell you right now, I'm not like poor. I'm not rich by any means.
Yeah.
But like my kid has a way better life than I had growing up.
Well, let's set a bar. What, he hasn't seen you tweak out in the bathroom? You know what I mean? He hasn't seen your eyes roll back in your head as you try to get out of the bathtub? Ay, Dios mío. Ay, Luis. Get me my heroin in Spanish. Yes. You're going to have a podcast empire. That's it.
My mom is Maurice.
You're going to have... That's it. You're going to have that gas digital shit.
You know, my mom was also Italian-Irish, right?
Hit the vein. I'll ask you. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Man, you're Puerto Rican and Italian. Yeah. No wonder.
I know. Sexy, right? What's up, baby? Kylie Jenner. Is also
pregnant
by
a scientist. Wait, is it something else?
By a cardiothoracic surgeon.
Right.
Pull up her thing now. She's fucking.
Is the baby going to look like her pre or post surgery? Which Kylie is it going to look like?
I think the way it works is.
Yeah, she's very sexy. She's a sexy.
They're getting plastic surgery on the baby while it's in the womb. You know, to touch up. They call it a touch up.
Tummy tuck.
Who's the father?
This guy right here.
Who's that?
His name is Trevor Scott. He's a musician.
Great.
A rapper, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's also like one of those...
How mad are they at their parents?
He's one of those trap music rappers. So he's like, it's not even like real rap music. It's like...
He'll be dead in 2 years.
Sustainable.
They recycle
sustainable.
People.
Did you see... Didn't he perform with Jared Leto's band at the VMAs? They did some sort of weird thing.
Oh, is this guy?
I mean, these people aren't human. They're aliens, the Kardashians.
Oh, I thought you were talking about rappers.
No.
we agreed with you for a minute.
Jesus, Ian, I've been kidding this whole time.
Okay.
See, this trap.
Enough for the Democratic National Convention.
Ah. Was this a Black Lives Matter, really?
So this guy.
I would go.
This guy's very, very popular right now. And these Kardashian bitches.
They know.
They're garbage, dude. Listen to me.
The mom announced a pregnancy the night before the premiere of the newest season.
Let me explain to you something about this family, okay? They're fucking really, really trashy and.
But they're also brilliant. I think we have to stop saying
that. No, there's not brilliant. There's no brilliance there.
They're taking advantage of their situation,
but I don't necessarily that makes them brilliant.
I don't mean they're brilliant.
I think
like,
brilliant is a very...
They're business
They're not
savvy.
Elon Musk. Brilliant. I'm saying in Lewis's world, they're a billion-dollar empire. They flipped a sex tape into a billion-dollar empire. If you don't respect that, then you're not who I thought you
I got,
were.
You're not a real-ass dude.
I respect it to a certain degree. I'm just
Chris
saying...
Chris Jenner is the realest of ass dudes.
It's true.
Look, I respect the fact that they flipped that tape. I respect the fact that they've turned chicken shit into chicken salad. But it's like you got to look at what it is. They're very like a warped, fucked up family. Like everyone,
so
of these,
is everybody.
Listen,
so is the Hogan. So
every,
is everybody else.
Every
None
one
of them
these.
Did it.
Listen, every one of these fucking millionaire, billionaire bitches are out there taking huge
Good
black
God.
Cock.
God, are you serious?
Huge black cock
How
on.
How much
yeah,
of
I'm
that
talking.
Is natural?
Jesus Christ. Huge black cock on camera.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Okay. Every one of them has their own little fucking version of a sex tape that's going to come out at one point. The dad
They're not human.
Is a fucking transgendered woman now who still has a dick.
Here's the thing. I have nothing against them. It's like, it's the people who are making them famous. I'm like, you guys are the fucking idiots.
Right.
I don't have anything against them. I'm just saying, if they lived in your neighborhood, you'd go, what a fucking... They're definitely killing people and burying them in their backyard.
Oh, I never thought of that with them, really.
They're fucking crazy,
consider
dude.
The source.
Huh?
Consider the source.
Yeah.
But that's like, I mean, the whole thing is all fucking bizarre and weird. Every single person in the family.
Yeah.
None of them are normal. Like, the one dude, Rob Kardashian, like, has public fucking, like, feuds and, like...
I mean, dude, they're psychologically damaged from their
it's
upbringing.
Like it's like, because people can relate to it. Like, oh, if my white trash family in Missouri were rich and
but why
like
do we
that,
take,
this is what they would be like.
Why do we take
sure.
Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner and now put her on a pedestal as Woman of the Year where you're like, you've raised a fucked up family. A really fucked, like, your daughter's pregnant at 20 from some fucking dude. She just started dating a few months ago. A few months ago, if they were not billionaires and rich, we would go, okay, you are garbage. You had a black dude come in you that you met 3 months ago, and now you're having his baby. Are you fucking crazy?
Well,
that is a nightmare.
I don't know if that was
no,
a reaction from everyone.
It's a nightmare.
No.
They're billionaires.
If you were, if you
won,
had a sister and some
chick pregnant,
not after months,
by an accident,
not after after dating her for years, after living with her, yeah. No, if my daughter. Some fucking black dude came in.
You have
her.
A daughter too?
No, if I had a daughter.
Oh, I was like.
And some black
didn't
dude.
Didn't you watch a Joe Rogan video? It's not happening.
Right. Listen here's to the me. Deal. Everyone agrees with this. Some if they weren't billionaires, just some random fucking ghetto ass.
Smart.
Look
you're
at
smart.
That fucking dude. Look at that black guy. Look at him. It's not Idris Elba, okay? Who's a beautiful man. Okay? This is a fucking. This guy, he looks like a scab. That whole fucking Southern rapper shit is garbage. They're garbage looking people. Okay, fuck that. Look at that guy. Look at this guy. He looks like a scab. If that was fucking your sister.
Do you hear what you're saying? Do you hear what you're saying? You're like, if a black guy.
Not just a black guy. It's that. It's fucking. If that guy right there next to him got her pregnant. It's the same shit.
But also, he's wearing the Tim Dillon hat.
But also, that's his public persona.
Forget the black,
we don't know who he is.
Forget the black part of it.
In real life.
You're holding on to the black part of it too much.
So then stop saying black.
I'm saying it helps. It doesn't. Look at him. Look at him. If that fucked your sister.
But here's
dude,
the thing.
That's
here,
a stage
what I will
persona.
Say. Wait, pause. Go back up to that last picture. No, where was the other one? Oh,
that
yeah.
One.
Okay. Make him white.
It's still, disgusting.
I'd be more upset if he was
doesn't
white.
Doesn't matter. It's not.
The Kardashians.
Yeah.
You know?
He'd
look way trashier if he was
playing
white.
A game
it's not about
that is on a whole nother level than anything we'll ever do. They are the first family of this country. In a way that no other
they're
family
the true
is. They
royal
have a
family.
They have mixed race
it's such
couples.
A fucking bummer.
They have. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. You have
well,
mixed race couples. They have transgender people.
But it's a reflection
people.
Of the people that are.
They
into
are.
It.
They destroyed the Hiltons. That old money wasp empire.
Oh,
they destroyed
yeah.
them. They came in and destroyed them. Shout out to Kris Jenner and the whole family. The whole family, Ryan Seacrest, that whole group.
Dude, there is a whole generation of women that have changed their vocal pattern to imitate the Kardashians. Vocal fry?
They're selling.
That started from the early 2000s from Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, the Kardashians. There's a whole generation of people that have changed the inflection and tone of their voice to match these people. Mm. Oh, my God.
And it's just an indicator. To
they're the I mean, listen, man, I hate to say it, but like they've won on a level where it's like you just got to join in and go.
They are everything this country represents right now.
They are.
Mm.
They
money, are. Money, they, power, they, no conscience.
I'm just saying, dude, you got a 20. She's 20, dude.
What are you saying,
she's
Abby?
She's 20 years old.
Let's
they
hear
would,
it.
They would, yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, no, keep going.
She's 20 years old. She's 20.
So she should be making a baby dance, and it'd be okay.
Yeah, well, let me say this.
Oh, wait, are you talking
that's
about,
actually a great point.
Wait, are you talking about Kylie right now? Are you
Kylie.
Talking, okay.
No, that's actually a great point. The same way that I'm giving this idiot 21-year-old naval officer a pass for doing something so stupid, I'm going, she's 20. She's a fucking moron. She should not be making a decision to have a baby right now.
There should
in her
be
life.
Mass sterilizations
yeah,
between the age
fucking,
of 11 and 25.
Look at what her life has been. There's like.
Shut up. All right. I'd have a baby with her. It's all surgery, huh?
That's like so weird.
Yeah, it's still great.
Show
though.
A picture of what she used to look like.
Yeah, show.
Yeah, yeah, show that.
I'm just like
that thin lip mutant.
A photo of me.
I just want to see a list of all the surgeries.
In a bikini.
It does. I'm like, how did that happen? What surgeries did
she
get?
She looks good though. That one, she looked really good.
It's insane.
I mean, yeah,
surgeries
she's
of
very
how
hot.
They transformed
fighting
her.
Against the king.
Here, pull it up, Bobby, right there.
Pull up what she looked like. She was a thin lip.
There she is.
It wasn't. Dude, I'm telling you, she's the shit. I mean, listen, they're the fucking, you know, they suck, but what are you going to do? Like, they made suck into billions.
Yeah. So am I the only person who is, like, saddened by a 20-year-old girl having a baby?
This is so interesting. This
and
is
ruining her life?
It's not going to ruin
ruining
her
life. Do you know how wealthy they are?
They
this kid
so
is going to make them relevant
when
for
you're
years.
Rich,
what life?
They're going to name it Southeast.
Hey, everyone talk at the exact same time.
Ready? 1, 2.
Why can't that be?
I think it really.
Jeez, yeah, yeah. Jeez, she was ugly, huh?
Yes. Oh my God, no, that's the same person.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, she just wasn't
gross.
Good.
Oh, that's insane behavior.
Oh wow.
Same person.
Now that look at the new one. The new one's better.
Oh my
new
God,
one's better.
This definitely. Feels almost like blackface, does it not?
But that's okay.
That's fine.
She's it's Armenian
oh,
face.
I'm not saying it's like
she took that normal.
I thought are those different sisters?
No, it's the same.
She took that normal bitch out of the world,
look
and
at the lips,
she dropped this little fucking
chin,
hot, sexy fucking. Fuck,
this is what I'm telling you. The Kardashians do a whole thing, man. They create the new people. I mean, this is cool.
Look at the hairline. She is an alien person now.
I know, but that's great. That's impressive. This is
brave new world.
But
people want to emulate that, dude. Do you know how many chicks try to look like Kardashians?
It's great.
And they're just
good.
Vapid
yeah, good.
Idiots?
Good, Ian. Good. What, they should be vapid
yeah,
idiots.
Yeah, Ian, they should be looking like fucking
yeah.
some normal chick. That,
yeah.
Be
yourself.
Striving.
What do you want them to look like? Paula Poundstone? Stop it. Be yourself.
I loved Paula Poundstone.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Look,
be
you're wearing a fucking costume, Ian.
What the? I rode a bike here. It's fucking
yeah,
90
I know
degrees
it's part
out.
Of your stupid gay faggot Brooklyn costume.
Save money, you stupid saying the wrong thing all the time idiot.
Oh, God.
What the fuck? You're talking about costumes.
Stop it. I love Kylie.
Ray, what are you doing here?
That's Kylie Jenner and the whole Kardashian family. And once I was in the morgue, and I saw a woman who looked like Kylie Jenner in the refrigerator, and then they said, why are you in the refrigerator? And
real
I said,
quick, Bobby, pull up. We're going to do one more segment before we get some questions out. This is a new segment, Does It Live, the 50-50 edition.
Ooh.
This is fun. Does it live? Does it live?
What?
Oh, no. What are you getting?
Does it live?
Oh, does no. That's going to make me die. Sad.
All right, go to reddit.com/r/5050. Spell
what
it out, 50-50. I happened upon this.
I feel like I've heard of this.
Website, or this Reddit, the subreddit.
I've heard tales.
And what you do is you click on it, and it's going to either be, it tells you what it is. It's either going to be this, or it's going to be that, okay? And it's a 50-50 shot of what you're going to see. One's usually kind of fucked up, and one's usually kind of fun. So pull up some of the most recent ones, Bobby,
oh,
up on
no.
the big screen. This is fun. This is very fun, Ian.
I'm going to be at the Comedy Store in L.A.
So let's see. Cute kid cosplaying a sailor or cosplay gone wrong now. Kittens pounce their mother or a creepy rapping puppet now. Fun day.
Let's
no.
see some non-safe work stuff. Rod collapses at fair.
No, let's see. There's a pretty good one.
Oh, jiggly booty. Jiggly booty.
No, keep on going down. Find a good one that's really, really. There's one.
Plane lands on deer. Man gets cut in half by katana.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's awesome. Cute kitten in a feather bed or man gets cut in half by katana?
What?
Yeah, so it's either going to be one of the two.
Aww.
Aww, it's a kitten. That's cute. See? All right.
We should bet money on this.
This is kind of fun. All right, now go down.
It's so funny because when you first started saying this, I'm like, oh, I don't want to see some like gross shit. Now I'm like, oh, this is boring.
This segment is. So, yeah, it's a bad segment. Yeah. Like, in the beginning, I thought it would be gross but funny, but now I've realized it's horrible.
No, there's
and
one.
A waste of everyone's time.
Get that. Black Widow cosplay jiggly
booty. I like looking at kittens, but.
Yes.
What do you think is going to be?
So, baby
dude. Black cosplayer.
You think it's gonna
Black
be-
Widow cosplayer with Jiggly Booty or White Rhino?
Yes.
I have to cosplayer. There was one yesterday where it was dog puppies play together or dog picks up firecracker in mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's the one that I wanted to see.
Wait, go down, go down. I want one. Go down. Baby deer winks at camera or plane lands on deer and it explodes. Let's do that.
And let's see.
Awesome. We got a good one.
Let's see. Plan lands under.
Pop goes the weasel.
See, I knew it was good.
That was okay.
It's so funny. Yeah, well. Geez.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Boom.
Yeah.
That's not even bad. That deer
How
died
dumb is
instantly. That deer died instantly.
It's an idiot.
It was like a Kardashian of deers.
Dude, I mean, I watched. Have you guys ever done. We're not going to do it on here because we did it on Legion of Skanks, but there's one website called The Gauntlet.
Mm-mm.
You guys should go do it.
You ever go to gorgasm.com?
What is the gauntlet?
No.
Listen to me, dude. It is 25 videos, one more horrific than the next.
You
go through the gauntlet. No.
Of the Kardashians.
It's called the gauntlet, Ian. Ian's just naming other websites over and over again.
What is the gauntlet? And what is it?
Drudge Report.
So it's you start off with one. The first one, I believe, is from Jackass, the movie where they take the paper cuts in between the fingers.
That's horrible.
That's hard to watch, right?
Then it gets worse.
And then the next one goes to, like, the girl arm wrestling and her arm snaps in the middle of arm wrestling. Dude, it gets into crazy. Dude, it gets into crazy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it, Lewis, like, no. There's certain things you don't unsee. Like, there was a baby being run over by a train.
Lewis, no.
Yeah.
Why?
You don't unsee it. It's it. I will never look at the world the same. I've watched a baby get cut in half by a train.
Who cares?
Now you make so much sense.
Let's be honest. Who gives a shit? You don't give a shit. I don't care either. You just go, whatever. Some dumb baby. Shouldn't have been by a train.
Why are you on the tracks,
Shouldn't
baby?
Have been by that nurse.
Why are you on the tracks, you dumb baby?
There's something...
Now that mom can have her life of her own, it's great.
That's kind of true. Yeah, think about that. Imagine fucking Kardashian,
that was a fun
bitch.
Abortion.
That's the thing. You always think you'll abortion. Care when you see these horrible videos. You never care. Yeah. You never care.
Well, I didn't get to actually watch... Pull up the dog picking up the firecracker. I didn't watch that.
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't want to see it.
I don't know if I can watch that. That's
what
fuck.
Is it?
Could you watch this, Tim?
What, does
it's a dog.
Does his head blow up?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, just watch it. No, Tim. Yeah. Give
a
shit.
A dog picks up a firecracker in his
so
mouth.
So what?
Pull it up,
you pussy.
Pull up on the big screen.
Bobby.
Let's see. Can we all watch it, guys? Now, whoever looks away is a pussy.
July, like fireworks and hot dogs.
This is hilarious.
No, this isn't the one. No, this one's cute. That one picks up the Roman candle. No, this is a cute one.
Dude, nothing. One of the funniest things ever is, you know when they did Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy on SNL?
Yes.
It was like a golden retriever, and he stuck his head out the window of a moving car, and it was just like, you just saw, like, it was a joke, but you saw
the dog's head fly off.
Yeah, 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 it's hilarious.
Yeah. That wasn't the one. This is like a dog picks up an M80.
And then what happens?
I don't know. I'm assuming it explodes in his mouth. Oh, yeah, it's on Live Leak. That's probably the one. It's more of a Live Leak video.
Go to Live Leak.
It's not America's Funniest Home Video, Bobby.
It might be bad. I feel bad, but you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah, this is going to be brutal. Abby does not want to watch this. I see Abby's
face. Close your eyes, Abby.
Abby, you don't have to watch it. You're a good
person.
Neither
one of you have to watch it.
I'm going to close my eyes to the last second.
Ian, you got to watch it.
You know how many kids this country killed last year? Lots.
I need someone to hold my hand.
This is going
to
be brutal.
Ian's like, I need some computer cleaner.
But they are only dogs. They're only dogs.
Bobby, can we get it up?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
It's in another country too, right?
Bobby, Abby, I'll look if you look.
Here we go. Look.
It's in Pakistan.
Oh, are they putting it in the dog's mouth? Bomb them.
No, they're not putting it in the dog. They're throwing it, right?
No, the dog comes up to it.
Imagine, is that a propane tank?
Imagine you saw that in the middle of Penn Station.
Oh, why did this dog come up to it?
I can't.
This is a different one.
This
is a different one. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hey, I got to take a pee. Oh, he's peeing.
Oh, man.
It didn't even kill him. It didn't even kill him. He ran.
Lewis.
He ran.
All right, can we get questions?
Ian, let's get some questions, thank you.
Lewis.
He ran.
Ian. Yeah, all the way up to heaven.
give me what a weird game they play in Pakistan.
Yeah.
You want to blow up a dog again? Yeah, I guess so. I don't have to work till 6.
Yeah, they turned our bodegas into an app.
There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
I'm asking you for the answer.
You know what's up. Go to facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy, Gomez Comedy on Instagram.
L-G-G.
Or you can ask on GomezComedy.com if you guys just include in the subject line, real ask questions. I'll always get to those. I think I have one of those now, so I'm going to actually try to fucking pull that one up. But Tyler Bosert from Facebook wants to know, what is the appropriate age to take your child to a rock concert? What do you think, Abby? Appropriate age to take your child to a rock concert?
Like rock? I don't know.
Heavy metal, death metal.
I guess when it can't hurt its ears.
Yeah, like, and then even then you
can
put little,
headphones
you can put
on
headphones
it.
On them.
Yeah,
I honestly don't. Don't be in the pit.
Don't Google. You should Google it before you ask us. That's the first thing I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're going with us for this.
Yeah.
But
yeah, don't trust our answer. Yeah, of course not.
I would just, my answer to you would be give up your child now. Give him the CPS now. Let's not waste time.
Oh. 10.
Yeah, I would say, you know, my kid's 4.5. Yeah, he's not ready. He's not ready for this. He's not ready for Pantera.
No. I mean, you'd have to put, like, hunting, like, gun range headphones on him.
Yeah. We saw, there was a couple that brought their kid to Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, it was a baby.
Yeah, it was a baby.
It's not good.
Gay couple.
Of course.
I think it was probably just two guys who kidnapped a kid.
That baby's going to grow up to get fucked by a black guy at 20 and get pregnant.
if they're billionaires,
I think if it's an outdoor concert and it's like fun, like music, like Steely Dan or something, mm-hmm. I think that'd be okay.
But I think this is the dumbest question.
I was gonna say, How long can we keep talking about this?
Tyler, go to hell.
They're all dumb questions, guys.
Go to IanFinance.com to look at IanFinance.com.
No more plug.
He's never gonna ask a question again.
All right, we'll get one more. We'll get one more.
Yes, you want.
At what age should you feed your baby?
Jerry Lally wants to know, what's the longest you've gone without sleep and why? Timmy D, I know you got some crazy shit, bro.
I mean, we did, like, I think a few, 3 days when I was really coked out of my skull.
Coke. I could sleep on coke.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, but I didn't want to.
I can sleep on coke. I go to sleep on coke, wake up, take a fucking line in the middle of the night, go back to bed.
Yeah, this is
interesting. I'd say two days.
Maybe 2.5 days, probably me.
What were you doing, Ian?
I was in jail and I didn't sleep, and then I did a bunch of coke when I got home to
sleep. Did acid into coke. You never go to bed.
And I just kept doing coke and stayed up. And Adderall.
Why'd you go to jail?
I had a drinking in public warrant, and then I got that I didn't pay for the ticket, so they put a warrant out on me. And then
I raped a woman.
And then I got found drinking in public. They told me to throw the 40 away. I put it in the trash can. When they drove away, I grabbed it out and started drinking
again. That's right. You told me this. That's
and
right.
Then they caught me and threw me in jail.
What about you, Abby?
I don't have a good story. Probably like 2 days. When I like...
Like she was studying?
Yeah. Well, actually, probably. That's one. I didn't think about that. But Jesus Christ.
I'm a fucking nerd.
I was a nerd. You weren't doing
coke.
Abby, you were like an engineering
student,
right?
Yeah, she's smart. She's a good person.
She really is. She's too good for all of us. She shouldn't be on this show. You should never hang out with us again, Abby. You know this. This was not a good idea.
It's degrades.
My parents are so disappointed.
Don't tell them you did the show.
Her parents love this.
Yeah, what if they're big fans?
I would, but my dad's a realist.
Oh, yeah. I was actually going to ask you for an autograph. Yeah. My dad listens like every night.
Your dad's a go mic.
He loves skanks.
Yeah.
What's the longest I've ever gone? I mean, it's definitely probably jail related. A couple days because of jail.
Yep.
Just getting arrested. That alone, dude. You can't sleep, dude.
In that fucking cage.
Cold fucking floor. Blacks everywhere.
Cheese sandwich and oranges.
Blacks.
Why don't you guys get out right away with your lawyer?
No, you don't get sorry. A lawyer.
Blacks.
LOL.
Yeah, no. Then also I did ecstasy for a couple days straight one time. We got a hotel, me and my friend Katie, and just did ecstasy and fucked for 2 days straight.
What do you get out of this like, what? It's just an interesting...
Jerry Lawley looks like he's never slept
before. It could
be some
good stories associated with it.
Yeah.
Jerry Lawley's like, I haven't slept in 3 years. Should I be worried? Should I be worried every time I put my head to the pillow, I start bleeding? Should that concern me or no? Yes.
What's the longest you've ever bled without going to the hospital?
All right, let's
ask more of me.
Let's wrap this one up. This has been a
good
fun
thing
one.
We got to the football thing.
This has been a fun. All right, hit the outro music. Thank you very much, Bobby Hutch. Follow everyone on Twitter at Abby Rosenquist, RosenQuist at I. No, it's Ian Finance on Twitter, right?
At Ian Finance on Twitter, at iAnimal on Instagram. Instagram
at
better than
Tim J. Dillon, at Louis J. Gomez, at Bobby Hutch. At the Bobby Hutch? At the Bobby Hutch. All right, guys, we'll check you on Wednesday. Special mystery guest. Real Ass Podcast is the best cast.
Enjoy every sandwich.
Real Ass Podcast kicks so much dick.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.